How do we go beyond the diagnosis to help families cope? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Walkley, professor of neuroscience, pathology, and neurology at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, looks into one way to assist.
The National Institutes of Health have estimated that there are 7,000 rare diseases. Most are genetic, affect children, and lack treatments. Importantly, modern genetic testing is revolutionizing their diagnosis, providing in only days the identity of a causative gene variant. All too frequently, though, the diagnosis comes as only a gene name, like KDM5C, and little else is known, including how the gene variant causes disease. Medical geneticists delivering this news to their patients often find themselves hard-pressed to provide meaningful guidance. For the families, this is frustrating and confusing. We are addressing this dilemma by building gene teams. These consist of the child's parents and their physician, along with scientists knowledgeable about the gene. The team meets, the physician outlines what's known about the clinical condition, followed by the parents sharing their child's story. The scientists and their trainees then provide a lay tutorial about the gene and its role in cells in the disease. We have found these tutorials to be empowering. Families gain greater knowledge of their child's condition and an understanding that they are not alone. Some have gone on to create foundations for their disease. Scientists and their trainees are also transformed, inspired by the reality that their research matters, not just for advancing knowledge, but also for helping the families. They often expand their research and incorporate the child's variant in their studies. So what begins as a simple tutorial ends with empowerment and hope for the families and research advances by the scientists for the good of all.
That was Stephen Walkley of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.